What is up, guys? It's Stu. It's another episode of the What the Fuck Gym Talk podcast. And earlier in 2020, I essentially turned off working with new clients. You know, we went from accepting probably 1 in 3, 1 in 4 to probably 1 in 10 throughout 2020 because of everything going on. I needed to take care of my home base, which is Urban Movement. We were getting ready to roll out the license model. I just could not devote the time to working with any additional micro gym owners. I am opening that back up, and that number is 40. I will work with 40 gym owners per month. That is it. I currently probably have anywhere from 15 to 18 spots available right now. If you are interested in working with me without any contract, without any bullshit, literally you book it month to month to month for either 30 minutes or a 60-minute call, you pick, and have full access to Micro Gym University, and have a bat phone where you can literally access me via text, audio, video, phone call, whatever it is, when shit is popping off in your business, then please shoot me a DM right this fucking second on Instagram at WTF Gym Talk and tell me you're interested in working together. I'd love to talk with you more about it. Enough of the plug. Let's get on with the podcast. What is up, guys? It is Stu, and it is another episode of the What the Fuck Gym Talk podcast. I love the K's in that. Fuck talk. So strong. I love it. What's up, guys? So I am in the process of creating content for, I have a content partnership with Mariana Tech. You might be familiar with them, maybe not. I switched over to them from Mindbody. I've been a Mindbody customer since 2010. And we, in the past year, in 2020, we switched over to Mariana Tech for software reasons, capability reasons, and then I continue my relationship with them, and now I'm creating courses for them for their Built on Fitness school. If you're not familiar with that, if you've never checked out the Built on Fitness show, that is a podcast that I do for Mariana Tech where I get on there with a co-host and we jam. And it's great because my co-host currently right now, her name is Mandy. She owns a CrossFit gym in Virginia. So me and her are able to kind of go back and forth with our experiences. So highly recommend if you've not checked out Mariana Tech and their Built on Fitness show podcast, definitely do it. You'll get to listen to yours truly. Anyway, so I'm creating my courses for them for their Built on Fitness school. And there was a topic that I was just creating some notes on and I want to jam on it with you guys. Every micro gym needs to be utilizing two different kinds of offers. Okay. First is your evergreen offer. An evergreen offer is your consistent, always available. It's pretty much what you're known for reputation wise offer. It's evergreen. It's always there. Okay. This is going to be the one that is pretty much probably, but not always, unpaid. Sometimes it's paid. So it could look like this: free class, free week, free 2 weeks. It could also look like something to the tune of 10 days for $10, three classes for $30, whatever it may be. Like, you can have a paid version, which I like because it helps with any CAC, client acquisition cost, you might have. And then there's also an unpaid version, which a lot of people run with. But it's typically what you're known for. That's the thing you offer. You talk about it in your social media. It's on your website 24/7, 365. Except when you run with the second type of offer, which is your front-end offer. And a front-end offer is what I like to refer to a front-end offer is, it's periodic, seasonal, or temporary. So you have this evergreen offer that's happening all throughout the year. And then to avoid ad fatigue, you drop a juicier bomb. You drop this offer that for anyone who's been watching and has been considering, this is almost irresistible. Or for someone who maybe has tried your evergreen offer but did not convert, this will push them over the edge. So at Urban Movement, we have a free week that is our evergreen. Our front-end offer is our reset series. And essentially a reset series is buy 1 month, get 1 month free. So we have two differences there. One is a free, come in for seven, you know, you get to come into as many classes as you want in 7 days. And then we go ahead and we have our front-end offer, which is a buy 1 month, get the second month free. And we really like that offer. We convert at a ridiculous high rate on that because after 8 weeks with us, you can't fathom working out anywhere else. And it's, anyway, yeah, that's the combination I run with at Urban Movement. But what I'm what I want to talk to you guys about this with you is when you're creating offers, because a lot of people are like, well, what do I do? And you'll just kind of look around and you'll be like, oh, what does this company do? I'm just going to do that. That's, again, it's not only just lazy, it's just the worst way to do this, because you don't create offers based on what other people are doing. You create offers based on two things: what your avatar ideal customer would find desirable in an evergreen and then in a front-end offer, and then your business aspirations and facility logistics. So, for example, I was working with a gym and they came to me with one of their problems was, we get zero conversions on our offer. Like, we're zero interest on our offer. I'm like, cool, what was your offer? It was, you know, a no sweat intro, or like one of these ones where you come and you chat first and then whatever. He said, we're just not converting. We're getting, you know, maybe 20% people converting. I'm like, okay, fair enough. So let's go ahead and look to change that offer. So we changed it from this, you know, we changed it from a no sweat intro. We changed it to a, you know, essentially five days worth, or five classes, whichever came first. And now they had like a little bit longer time, allowed them to experience the class, all that. You know, this obviously isn't a complicated fitness model like CrossFit, where there needs to be some level of PT or proper onboarding. This is a straight to class model. So they go with that offer, and okay, cool. Now we're getting some traction. We're getting a lot more people to take us up on this free 5-day offer. That's their evergreen offer. Once we do that for a while, and I had them, I think, running for about 5 months, now we have a bunch of people who tried it and didn't buy, and we've had the market with all their social media we were putting out learning about their 5-day offer. And then we went and we pitched them with their front-end offer. The front-end offer was get started 50% off. So join the gym, and they had an initial 90-day agreement, and it went the month to month after that. But your first month was 50% off. And instantly, like that, it hit. Now, sometimes it takes me an offer or two to try, or maybe even three, before we find one that really hits. This one I got lucky on, and we hit it out of the park right away. So they went from getting no action on this to establishing a strong evergreen. And then from there, letting that saturate their marketing, you know, their emails, their email and newsletter marketing that they're hitting their leads, prospects, customers, and current customers with. Or I'm sorry, former customers with. So all four categories is what we call a catch-all email. And they did it well enough to the point where, yeah, they went ahead and announced their new front-end offer. I think we sold 18 in the first 3 weeks. And then I think we're kind of trickling out, and we're probably averaging 9 to 10 a month, which is great. Like, I'm super happy with just that marketing effort on just that. I mean, plus referrals and walk-ins and organic social media and paid social media. I'm really happy with that. And so here's what I'm telling you. I got lucky, and we hit it out the park on that first one. But how we came to that conclusion of the 5 days, it was also a logistics thing. The one thing they had available, they had space and classes available. So, you know, one of the things that, you know, they're doing is they're trying to keep people out of the class with the no sweat intro so they can like properly assess them and whatever. I'm like, well, like, dude, your fitness program isn't that complicated. Why do they really need to be assessed before going in and doing this kind of very, it's not watered down, but it's just a non-complex HIIT style? Probably not. And you know what would get people more excited about joining is to get them high. Yes, people, when you work out and you have a great workout, you're fucking high. You have chemicals in your brain that are going apeshit like they haven't before. That is addicting, as we all know. It makes you feel amazing. It makes you want to come back for another hit soon. So 5 days was, I think, a really sweet spot for them, because they're generally getting someone to come in day one, day two, take day three off, day four, and then we're hitting them with messaging saying, hey, get signed up by day five, boom. And that drip and that campaign is working really well. But the reason we went with the front-end offer of the 50% off is because we were looking at the CAC, the client acquisition cost. We knew exactly how much that was, and we knew that we couldn't go with a free front-end offer. We need something to offset that cost. And so just analyze the client acquisition cost, and you figure out what's the best way to recoup those funds. And perfectly worked out that 50% off their first month, and then they're in, you know, that initial 90-day agreement, was the sweet spot, was the answer. So please, guys, realize when you're creating offers, number one, make sure you have an evergreen offer. Make sure you have a front-end offer. And then you need to back into what the actual offers are, how long they last. What is the discount? Is it free or is it paid? If it's paid, how much is paid? For how long? If it's free, is it something real tight window, like three classes, or is it something like a week? So again, if you're confused by all this, this is something it's not your specialty as an entrepreneur, that's fine. Shoot me a DM on Instagram. Let's get on a call and we can go through and custom create based on your financial metrics and your aspirations, an evergreen and front-end offer for your business. Guys, I hope this was helpful. And until I talk to you in the next podcast, have a great fucking day.